Hey, Fit Fam, it is Coach Rye from Team Flex. You're on my show, Rye Rant Radio. If you haven't been on here before, this is the show where I break down that real deal motherfucking truth that's going to help you get results and get where you want to be with your health and fitness goals, but also your goals in life in general. I ask you guys only one simple favor. You get anything out of my show, please just share it. Take a screenshot and tag Team Flex. This is Rye Rant motherfucking radio. Yeah, we're in the house. We out here. You guys, make sure you got this turned up. Make sure you got it loud. I don't know if you're driving. You guys, make sure you got it turned up. Make sure you got it loud. I don't know if you're driving. I don't know if you're at the gym, but you want to hear this shit on full volume if you want that full motherfucking effect. You guys, I'm back. I'm ready to rant some more. I got some more ideas, some more topics. You know, I really don't want to get on the show and ever put out just bullshit for putting shit out. You know what I mean? Like, I want to come in here with stuff that is going to help you, that is actually gonna, you're gonna hear it and it's gonna fucking put a change in you. It's gonna get you closer to your goals. It's gonna take you to the next spot. And so I'm not going to put shit out unless I got something to say. And you know what? Today, I motherfucking do, you guys. I appreciate you all listening so fucking much. Seriously, thank you for tuning in. Let's talk today about what a coach isn't. All right? This is a big thing, you guys. Any of you out there that got a coach, you got yourself a trainer, maybe you compete, maybe you want to lose weight. You know, you got an online coach or a coach in the gym or wherever the fuck you got somebody who's, you know, a coach, a mentor, a guider to you, somebody that helps you with things as you want to accomplish them, goals, all of that. You got yourself a coach. And a coach is not your motherfucking babysitter, you guys. Your coach is not your motherfucking babysitter, okay? You know, over the years of my career, we've had a lot of people join the team, a lot of people quit the team, a lot of people leave the team. I have clients I fucking fired, okay? Meaning literally, they're paying clients. I say, you know what? This is not going to work. Here's your fucking money back. I can't work with you, okay? And here's why. There's a certain amount of people today, and a lot of them out in the coaching space, that now think that, you know, when you get a coach, really what you've got is a fucking babysitter. Literally somebody that you can cry and fucking bitch to and whine about and complain about every little thing, all the little things that happened in your day or this inconvenient little this or that or whatever the fuck, and you can bitch, you can moan because, you know, that's what they have to do. They have to be there for you because they're your coach. And that's a fucking joke. If that's how you want to go about your coaching, if that's how you want to go about having, you know, being a fucking client, being an athlete, well, let me wake you up to some shit. You need a motherfucking babysitter. You might as well hop on Craigslist or wherever the fuck you use and find yourself a babysitter and just pay them to come to your fucking house and listen to you bitch, listen to you cry, and maybe they'll pat you on the ass and change your fucking diaper too. But the truth is, you guys, a coach is never that fucking person. And if you put your coach in that spot, you're a fucking shitty client. You're a shitty athlete. You're a shitty person in general, because what you're actually doing is you're not showing up for yourself and you're not showing up for your goals, which means you're never getting that motherfucking result. And the truth is, you guys, this is a real fact. This is real shit. This happens all the time. You know, it happens less on Team Flex for me and my coaches because, you know, usually when we see somebody like this, they're never going to come purchase our coaching or get to that level where we train them or, like I said, I'll fucking fire you. I'll fire you if you're like that. But the truth is, you guys, this is not just exclusive to, you know, this one thing. This is everywhere in the world right now. Everybody thinks they need a motherfucking babysitter, but if you want a coach, you want results, you want to get a place you want to be, that's your own fucking goal. That is you. That is your goal. That is you trying to go get this goal. You're taking and hiring a coach or somebody like that to help you achieve that goal. But in reality, it's your fucking goal. You gotta show up for your damn fucking self. You gotta wake up every day and do the motherfucking work. Your coach can be there to help you. Your coach can be there to guide you. Your coach should give you the programming, the guidance, and all the things you need, the fucking tools. But guess what? You gotta go out and till the motherfucking dirt. You gotta go out every day and do the fucking work. And if you don't do the work, or something inconveniences you, or you think it's worthy of crying, bitching, moaning so you can have your coach fucking dust you off and say, hey, you know what, it's okay, we're gonna do it again, we're gonna do better. You're fucking checking out on yourself. You're fucking checking out on your goals, and you're wasting your fucking coach's time. You're wasting your time when you do that, because you're never sitting there and facing the facts and learning the shit that you're not doing what it takes to get that fucking result, and you want to drag people down with you. And now that shit's pretty fucking rough, you guys. It's pretty fucking brutal. I get it. It's pretty fucking true, though, too. This shit goes on all around in every fucking facet of life where you have, you know, some type of a coach, a leader, a mentor, somebody that's supposed to help you. And people just fucking burn through that shit, right? You know how many people change coaches all the time because they say, this coach was wrong, that coach was wrong, this coach is bad, that didn't work, this didn't work. And yeah, I get it. There's some shitty coaches. I know for a fucking fact there's a lot of them out in the industry and online coaching, you know, everywhere. There's fucking shitty trainers in gyms too. There's shitty people in general. So yeah, I get there are some. But I also understand there's shitty clients. There's shitty fucking clients. There's shitty fucking athletes. Okay? And you guys out there, everybody has potential to be either one, right? You could be a shitty coach. You could be a shitty client. But you could also not be fucking either one. You can make a choice to do your best and to carve your best path. Because if you're a coach out here listening to me, you guys, and you sit here and you cater your clients when they do this shit, they whine, they cry, they bitch, they moan, they come at you with shit that is irrelevant to their journey, irrelevant to their life, irrelevant to your fucking life, you're enabling them to never get success. So guess what? I'm throwing you under that bus too. You're a piece of shit. Also, you're a shitty coach if you enable your clients to do that, because you're never teaching them the actual things that are gonna get them there. And don't get me wrong, guys, like I said, everybody can go through these things. We all have our fucking moments. We all have our down days, or, you know, these fucking weeks where we have troubles with things and whatever. And maybe we do need to vent. Maybe we do need to talk. That's fine. But it doesn't mean that that becomes the only method of communication that ever happens between you and your coach. If that's the case, you need a fucking babysitter. You need someone to check in with you. You need somebody to sit there and, you know, talk to you and tell you everything's okay and it'll be better. And then, you know, you don't talk for that moment. And then the babysitter comes back tomorrow when you need something else. And guess what happens though? All around, nobody's fucking getting results. Okay. The coach is getting progressively worse because they're enabling you to do things and they're not actually coaching. So they're not practicing their craft. They're just basically talking to you all the time, fucking listening to your whiny shit. And you are not getting any further with your results. You're not getting any better. You're not achieving your goal. You're not losing that weight. You're not building that muscle. You're not stepping on stage, because every time you fuck up, you got an enabler in your corner. You got a coach that's an enabler, telling you it's fine, telling you, hey, no big fucking deal, never helping you actually through it. You guys, when I have conversations with clients, things like this come up and they're having problems or whatever, yeah, of course I listen. I say, all right, well, let's see what we can do. Let's see what we can fucking do then. What can we improve here? What can I change in your program? What can I change with your nutrition? What can I change? I start thinking all these fucking things, and I start coming up with answers, and I start saying, all right, here's the new plan then, here's the new method. But if these people just keep coming up with all kinds of problems, all kinds of fucking methods, all kinds of fucking shit to complain about and bitch about, well, then guess what? It's game over. And you're gonna see that person, you know, basically go through the coaching industry recycling coaches like fucking water bottles. Every other fucking week there's somebody new with a new problem. Every other fucking month something went wrong, just didn't work. Maybe you don't work for your damn motherfucking self. And I seriously mean this, you guys. This is a huge thing you gotta think about when you go about your goals in life. When you wanna hire any type of a professional, you gotta be professional. You gotta be on the level to say, you know what? I have my goals, I have the things I wanna do. These are for me, I gotta do the work, I'm gonna do the work. I want additional guidance, and I want fucking programs, and I want things like that that are gonna get me there. And yeah, of course you need to do check-ins, you need to have communication with your coach. You should be able to talk openly to your coach all the fucking time. But if you constantly sit in this spot where you're just bitching, you're moaning, you're complaining, you're crying, you're whining, you're coming up with all these answers, and you got somebody just telling you, hey, it's all right, everything's fine, we're gonna do it, blah, blah, blah. Well, you're wasting your time, you're wasting your coach's time, you're wasting your fucking money, you're wasting fucking everything. It's a waste of existence is what it is, because you're never gonna get there, and you're never going to be where you want to be until you figure this out. At the end of the day, you guys, your goals are for you. You set them, you wanted them, you hire somebody. That means you fucking listen to that person and they guide you, and you go to the place that you want to be. You get that goal, you get that achieved, you get on stage, you lose that weight, you get to that spot because you didn't fucking try to go back on every damn thing that this expert you hired, quote unquote expert you hired, is telling you to do. So when you go into a coaching space, it's not about getting a babysitter, you guys. It's about getting somebody to take you to the next level, to guide you, to take you where you want to be. So remember that. Whenever you decide to get a coach, if you got a coach now, remember how you do this communication. If you want to go further, you want to get where you are. If you're not getting where you are, it's time to review your fucking self. Maybe stop looking at everybody else to blame. Everything you can bitch about, everything you can cry about, everything could be an excuse, and realize you're wasting your time. You're wasting your energy. You're wasting every fucking thing when you go complain and cry about all those damn things. If you want to go to the next level, you want to get where you want to be, it's time to swallow your fucking pride and realize you got to do more work. You got to go bigger. You got to do better. You got to fucking show up for yourself, because you're the only damn one that needs to. When you got a coach is there to guide you, help you, support you, and get you to the top. But they're not. They are fucking not your motherfucking babysitter.